today we all will have chance to listen Baba Special Murli. And the main important aspect in the Murli is Shivaratri, Shiv Jayanti, whatever word with our happiness we use. So we will listen that. But the time of my sharing with you all, I like to share about Shiv Baba, huh? Because we all love so much. People remember Shiva, but they don't know exact everything about Shiv Baba. And because we say Shiva Baba, they say Shiva, God, whatever. When we say Baba, you know, in Laukik, in Gujarati, Hindi, whatever word we say, you know, our mother is Ba. Our mother, we say Ba. And our father, we say Bapa. You know, in those days, real love from the heart. It's not dead, you know. Now say dead, you know. And mom, you see, you can imagine what vision you get dead. You know, it's alive, but say dead. So, see, in those days, love, Ba means mother, and Bapa means father. When we say Ba, means 100% love for the children. And Bapa means 1/4. Sorry. Bapa, you know, the fourth. 1/4 love the father gives to the children. And Ba means 100%. And here, Baba. How much? Double. Baba is so lovely. And you know, when Shivaratri, especially, normally the whole year they go to Shiva temple. But especially on the Shivaratri, they all go to Shiva temple. But because we are Jnani now, we don't go. But sometimes you go and see what they're doing, you know, like you do also. Don't go as an observer. And you will enjoy. What they do, you do, you know. They put water on Shivlinga, they put milk, they put the leaves. I do that sometimes. Because I go to give lecture in temple, so I have to do everything, aarti, you know. I have to do all what they do, because I am VIP. What they tell I have to do. So, it's a wonderful Baba, and wonderful his stories, you know. I have already. You know, normally I never get cold or sore throat, but you know, because I talk so much about Brahma Baba, so the coughing is, you know, has come for a while to give me experience. So when it's coughing, whole night yesterday, so I was remembering, Baba, you want to stay with me? Stay, no problem. You know. Okay, so this is temporary. So you know Shiv Baba, if you go one day, especially like you go to Shiva temple, and what they do, you know, don't just like this, otherwise say Brahma Kumari, don't do anything, you know. You do, and then it gets great service. What they do, you do. Either you understand it. You know, they put three leaves. You know, it's a bili patra. Bili. They put three leaves. Shiv Baba, and on top of it, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, you know, this three leaves. And all this water on the Shivalinga, you know, what we put, it go, you know, it's little passage, and it come out from the mouth of cow. If you see, means we are cow, you know, the Baba's knowledge coming out from our mouth. So exact memorial things are there. When you enter in the temple, you will see bull. It's a Brahma Baba. And then Toto is Guldhadari. All the symbols they have put proper way, you know. They put different way, you know. With their, but the significance is very, very clear for us. So sometimes you can go as an observer what they're doing. You also, like, you know, when you see this, the priest inside, you do like this. If they give flower to put, you do everything. It's okay. And you enjoy so much. Because inside we know that we are doing everything for service and love for Shri Baba. You know how much is Shri Baba innocent? You know that? You know? You know? You don't know. He is very innocent. Very, very. If I will tell you one story, you will surprise about Shri Baba. Okay, so listen with carefully. Huh? Because the Baba's friend is with me now, coffee. So don't miss the sentence. You know, one thief who is stealing every day, but not big thief. Every day he steals as much he needs for his family, his wife and his children, big family. You know. Every day he go, he walks slowly, slowly, and he finds the chance to steal and go first. Now, once when he gone, you know, because he stay in a isolated area, because he have no facility much. So he go and everywhere, so much light, so he can't steal anything, and celebration is Diwali. So, you know, he was so sad, he got nothing to steal anywhere. So he was returning. And on the road he saw that now it's dark road and so suddenly one car passed through and he found one little house and by chance the owner of the house has gone somewhere, it was no light, nothing, but there's just the stopper, you know, you can open and you can enter in, no lock. He said, thank you God. You don't know what this place. Thank you, God. At least one house is open for me, so I can get something for my family. So he opened and he entered in. Now inside, total dark. No boats around. But another car passed through and he saw that something is sparkling up. You know, when the light. So he waited and see. Something was sparkling with that when car passed. And he said, oh, this is just this one thing I take and I sell it, or I put somebody's house or somewhere and I get return of it something. Now he said, oh my God, why it's so high, so I can't get it. Now he's stealing, but he's remembering God, you see his nature. Now what happened, that when another car passed, he saw down that he can find something to jump. And he found something where he can put it so he can get there. He said, thank you God, at least you put nice table for me even. And he just put his footstep to get there. And then the light and a voice came, my child, what do you want? My child said, but who are you? Say, I'm God. Say, but I'm a thief, my God, I have come to this house to steal. Say, my child, every day you go to different houses. Today you came to my house. And people come here, they put flour on me, they put rice on me, they put milk on me, they put... And you whole climb on me. You know, he jump on Shivling. So you full surrender to me. You know, you full surrender to me. I'm so happy that you jump on me. So full surrender. So I'm ready to give you whatever you want, my child. You see, Bholai. He not see that this is thief has come to steal this. He said, thought that this one full surrender on me. Can you see? You know, we can't do like that even if someone enter in our house. Hey! Just go. We are still here. Who asked you to come in? You know, that is our human nature, you know. And he said, oh, you are on me. Whatever you want. So this much bola our Shiv Baba. This much bola our Shiv Baba in practical way. Baba said, use me in confluence age. Use me in confluence age. Use me in confluence age. So now it is our chance to use it. Baba said, my old sleeves are open for you children. Whatever, use it, my full treasure for you. So now why are we waiting? For what? Tell me. Why are we waiting, you know, Amrut Vela? Ah, good morning, Baba. Good morning, Ajahn. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. You're doing like that. We're doing like that, you see. And his treasure is open, going, giving and giving and giving. And then, you know, in class, sometimes we know that we are very busy, so sometimes we go last three sentences of Murli in the class, you know. Because now we have in mobile, you know, bus finish. Last, at least teacher know that I am here, you know, so they put my present mark. No. But we don't know that Bholanath is knowing everything. The time we open our eye in bed, from that time he knows that this my child is getting up and getting ready to go to the class. Yes. So we should understand him. That's why Baba said, rare know me, who am I? Rare children knows that who he is. And in that rare, say, Baba, I am there. I know you very well, my sweet Baba. I love you. I know you. I'm ready to do for your service. My Baba, whatever you give me, it's whatever. I'm ready for that. Enough. Pure, true love for him. He's ready to give. Never think that, oh, this is a VIP and I don't know how to explain. Don't worry. Baba, somebody is there, you explain them because I don't know what to tell. When we give duty and responsibility to him, he's ready to do. With open heart, we give our responsibility to him. Transfer. Nothing else. Nothing is mine. Everything is yours, Baba. You look after. Okay, my time is finished. It's 7:45. Om Shanti. Now we have to offer bhogna. We have to offer bhogna. Didi, you have to come. Come, Didi. Now Didi will share. Om Shanti. Good morning. Golden morning. Beautiful morning. Special morning. We are so rich, blessed, privileged, favored, loved by the Beloved, the Supreme Being, the Almighty Authority, showered with powers, love, blessings, gifts, because of different relationships with Baba. We don't make any effort in really. Did you make effort to be born to your parents' house? Did I make any effort to be born? I don't remember. In the golden age, we would not remember that we made any effort to be born in the godly, in the divine family, in the kingly family. But we know the law of karma. There is some relationship, a connection. Wherever we go, even in the golden age,
Because relationship is so clean, pure, individual efforts maker, that individual kingdom. We don't claim inheritance of our parents from the golden, in the golden age. Do our parents give us the crown? Did Lakshmi Narayan's parents give them crown of the golden age for become first Narayan of Lakshmi, Narayan of the golden age? Their parents were not really kings with double crowns. Parents were so incognito, and Krishna is called prince and becomes Narayan. But their parents were not kings or prince, but they were kings who won the hearts of everyone. They dil ke raja the. They were the kings who actually, through their personality, spirituality, through their royalty, through their divinity, maintaining their dignity and giving respect and love to others, they became so neutral in this aspect of giving, giving, giving. Receiving was million times more, because in the end it becomes very clear the law of karma. You perform one elevated action, the land is so fertile that it brings million times more. And it is accounted with God by very fertile, benevolent, bestower. Because we don't do for each other. We do everything in the name of God, for God, in love of God, and becoming helpers of Him. And so account becomes with God. Not with human beings, but from the copper age. It is karmic account, we take birth accordingly. And now also, we create all relationships, and Baba creates relationships with us. We thought everyone was God, and everyone was my God is everywhere. You are God, I am God. God gives birth to gods and goddesses, but our life was not gods and goddesses like. It proved that we were not conscious whose children we are. So Baba gave us, actually He makes us aware of what is the miracle and magic and the power of relationship. So Baba searched us. We didn't even know where God is, who God is, what He does not, what He gives and what He does not give. We were asking the things that He does not have. He says, I don't have, sorry, you have to work for yourself. And we always ask the material things. But He knew our wish, that eventually we want to be happy. We want to bring the same sanskaras of purity, peace and prosperity that originally belonged to us. And that was godly property. And so wonder and a power of relationships of the three, one is to combine mother and father. Baba plays the role of the mother because of giving spiritual knowledge. And knowledge is coming through Him, but spoken through Brahma. So in this way, Brahma becomes medium of a mother, but the father and motherly love, fatherly property and motherly love comes through Brahma, so mother and father. Or in practical form, to receive everything in visible way, then Brahma was also mother. And Jagdamba was mother, did not give us physical birth. But the wisdom that she had, and she sustained everyone, nurtured everyone through her life. So Baba called her, Brahma Baba called her Mama, mother. And it was equally, the virtues worked equally, not in any favor or not any discrimination or not any special extra to anyone. It was a natural nature. Nature, natural elements do not have any discrimination. And when these divine qualities become our nature and natural, then it works for everyone same. doesn't matter where, which country, which place, which people, which age, which sex, color, caste, no discrimination. And so Shiva Baba comes to Brahma Baba and gives us the love and inheritance we receive at this time. And but it is for parents are concerned to make the children capable. The parents are concerned to make them worthy. Parents have the question, my property, who will look after it? Even it is not capable, they want to make him capable. And so Baba is concerned every day. Becomes, okay, I am parents, but I am your teacher as well. And teach with so much love, sweet children, lovely children, beautiful children, lucky children. And gives us, before we pass the exam, before we get actually, we start working on it, gives us a certificate. You are the deities and you are deities. And then, but in that there is always a signal to make effort. Holy swans, because you are becoming all virtuous, completely viceless. So holy swan means you pick up only virtues. And then gives another method, how you pick up. You need to see the virtue. Even in weakness you see the goodness. And he says, wear the glasses to pick up. So far-sighted, be far-sighted, be broad-minded. So he gives us the glasses to wear or check our eyesight. Is it really I am able to see in others when my eyes are seeing weaknesses, defects, faults, crime, or harmful things? And I see in that goodness. How? So when I am looking at myself, I would not compare my good quality with the weakness of others. Then my far-sighted and near-sight work will work in the right way. My ego always compares my good thing or my wish or my desire or my attachment or my possessiveness, and then I see in that something I'm going to lose. I don't see the goodness in others. And so first it is, be introspective. Introspection or antarmukta. Just look within and then see. And when I am looking within myself with this divine eye, with the spiritual powerful light, my magnifying glass, then I am able to see, which I thought, oh, it's nothing. That is natural. Everyone does like that. So all this dust of carelessness, effect of many things, cover my actual vision to see the goodness of others, because this, it makes me blind, ego makes us blind. And that is, love makes you blind. Love for what? Love for my own weaknesses, which I like so much that I use it again and again, and I don't let them go. So he makes me then power of discrimination, which means never compare your goodness with weakness of others. But learn from that weakness. And don't spread that weakness into others. Otherwise you are becoming more, not only you are blind, but you are making others blind as well. Not only you are doing something wrong, creating new karma, but you are creating karma account with those to whom you make think in your way what vision you have given to them. So karmic account subtle that we are making now, he makes us aware which kind of karma account you are creating. So as a teacher he gives us, become examiner of your own self. And that's possible when I stay with Baba and then I become a detached observer. Baba sees weaknesses in us, but says, you are my children. Always says, you are master knowledgeful, you are master loveful, you are master powerful. He sees vision of his, the power of relationship. A prince is child of a king, not of a beggar. A lion is powerful of a child of a lion, not of a ordinary animal which is weak. So he makes us great self-respect in us, but at the same time giving us the truth. What you have to do. Don't just have only false intoxication or temporary intoxication, that you have the bottle of intoxication in the morning and the daytime it becomes empty. No, have the vision very clear, goal very clear, efforts complete. So intoxication, but at the same time faith. Nishchay, nasha, nishana. Faith in yourself. The truth is truth. Faith in Baba's teachings. Shirimat, holding the hand of Baba's Shirimat. But my hand, God's hand is Shirimat. He does not have any physical hand, but Shirimat is the hand. And my intellect is the hand. When intellect has clear understanding, and when intellect has faith in it, then I am faithful in performing action. Otherwise, I am deceiving myself and only making show to others and impressing others. But in fact, you don't impress. False is falsehood, truth is truth. And truth does not need to prove or does not need to influence anyone. But very clearly, not to be influenced and not to be depending, but very clear understanding of truth. Satguru gives the true light. Eyes, and Baba has given the third eye. And then the light really comes, the light of truth from Satguru. Liberation comes through that, from my own weaknesses and becoming free. And then, so actually I wanted to talk today, but it's already Dhammanusari's right talk. Baba asked, children, time and elements come to me and ask questions. So what should I reply? So I was wondering how they come to speak to you. How the time comes to speak to you. How the elements come to speak to you. Maybe another time this class. But truth is this, that it's a subtle talk, it's a subtle vibration. God does not speak actually. God is silent. And all this communication takes place in silence, just like our communication with God on the path of bhakti does not go in words. Otherwise, which language? Does God speak all the languages? No. So it is in nature, in our nature, in other things. It is the power of truth that wins. Om Shanti. But that will class be another time with details. The power of relations. Om Shanti.